fuck? Who the fuck are you? What are you doing? What? No, I'm not going anywhere with you until you tell me what's going on. Rescue me? Huh. No, wait, stop. I think you need to slow down. I think you are confused about some things. No, stop. We aren't going anywhere. You're going to sit on my bed and you're going to explain fully what's going on. And then I'm going to explain why you're wrong. Oh boy. Okay. First off, and most importantly, I don't need rescuing. That door you so kindly broke wasn't even locked. You could have just opened it. But now it needs fixed, so thanks for that. Secondly, that dragon that kidnapped me was my uncle. He took me here to work on my studies. No, don't interrupt me. I'm not done yet. Thirdly, the screaming you probably heard was not scared, but excited. Have you ever flown? It's amazing. So yeah, not scared, but happy. Hopefully that clears some things up for you. No, really, I'm safe. I'm fine. I'm happy. While I am extremely flattered that you dedicated yourself to my rescue, there would have been many more well-qualified people that could have done that. Look, I'm not mad at you. Well, I mean, I'm a little annoyed at you because of the door, but that can be fixed. You are kind and brave to want to save me from the clutches of a dragon. Thank you. Aw, you blush so cutely. Well, since this afternoon has not gone the way either of us expected, I rarely talk to anyone who isn't my uncle. So why don't you tell me a bit about the man who wanted to save me? Well, let's start with where you came from. Admittedly, I've never heard of that village. Is it small? Oh, wow. That is small. Do you like living there? That's good. Do you have any close friends? Or a lover? What? You don't? An attractive man such as yourself? Oh, I bet you're the talk of all the young women in your village. You are far too modest. One would be lucky to snag someone like you. Me? Oh, since I am the daughter of royalty, I have no say in the matter. I'm paraded around balls and feasts so that my father can look for powerful families with an available suitor for me to marry. The full situation is horribly boring, so I won't go into full detail. Oh, well, I'm here as kind of a punishment. I did some things that my father heavily disapproved of, so he sent me with my uncle so he can teach me some discipline. But like I said earlier, I like it here. It's quiet. No, I don't really like the suitors that my father picks for me. They are all so pompous and empty-headed, but my love life, or rather, lack of one, is not that interesting. Yours is, though. You said that you don't have a lover. You must have fooled around with someone, right? Again with the blushing. You really haven't done anything? Well, that is a shame. Is that why you came to rescue me? In hopes of some sort of sexual favor for me after your daring rescue? I would have done it willingly. Oh my, you look so surprised. Did I guess correctly? Or are you shocked that I would have done anything to you? Well, almost anything. I can't afford to have any bastards running around, you understand? We can still have some fun, though. There you go. Just lay here and relax. I'm going to show you how nice it is to have someone take care of you. Don't worry. I'll take it slow. You're safe with me. Now let's get these off of you. Well, you have a gorgeous cock. Oh, and I can't wait to make you come all over my face. First, though, I need you to get used to my touch. I'm going to take my hands and fingers, which will dance and caress all over you. No talking. The only thing I want to hear from your mouth are gasps and moans of pleasure. Let me run my hands over your chest and just tweak these nipples. Oh, that squeal. You weren't expecting that, were you? It's so lonely up in this tower, and I'm so glad I get to play with you. Are you ready for me to touch your aching cock? No. You need to be a good boy and beg for it. There you go. Such a good boy. Now feel my hands drag down your stomach, then onto your hips, and finally, my fingers lightly begin to stroke your dick. Softly at first, just teasing that sensitive place. And now I begin to stroke you lightly up and down, making you more aroused. I can feel you starting to get hard. Oh, you really are enjoying this. I'm gonna pick up the pace a bit. I don't want you to start to get close. But I don't want you to come yet. I want you to come all over my face. Oh, feel my fingers tease your hard cock. Oh, I can't wait to taste it. Tell me how you like it. Tell me how you want me to stroke you. Slow or fast? Hard or gentle? Like that, huh? I want to make you feel so good. Do you like the way my fingers feel? Good. Is this how you stroke yourself? Late at night when everyone's asleep? What do you fantasize about? Who do you fantasize about? Is it a childhood friend? Someone you've grown up with and seen the attractive woman they've turned into? Ah, you already are so close to them. You've told each other everything, and you know that there's a desire there already. You'd be each other's first. You would be gentle and kind, wanting and needing their touch. And as the night continued to turn, your lust for one another would take over. Mouths hungry for the taste of their lips, their tongue, their skin, their sweat, and their aching pussy. You would fuck through the night. Moans, gasps, echoing through the night as you devour one another. Entering her as the pace becomes frantic and needy as you both get closer and closer, so desperate to come. Hips bucking again and again until you come. Entering her, the both of you collapsing in ecstasy. You stare into her eyes, falling further in love with them. Thank you for this deeply intimate night you shared with someone you trust so fully. Fuck. You have no idea how much I'm enjoying tormenting you like this. I hope for your sake you can hold on. I need to taste you. Are you ready to come all over me? This hot mouth. So eager to tease out this orgasm from your throbbing cock. Oh, fuck. You taste so good. And I can see you're enjoying this. As my tongue teases all over your head, lightly flicking against that most sensitive area. Your moans are so lovely. Feel my lips begin to suck on you. Oh, fuck. I've changed my mind. I want you to come in my mouth. I want to taste you. Please come. Come for me. Look into my eyes as you release. Yes, please. Yes. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Well, then, that was wonderful. You flatterer. Well, it looks like it's starting to get late. And I don't want you traveling all alone on the roads. It isn't safe. Well, I do have a place you can stay. Here, just follow me. In there. Yeah, it's a bit grim in there, but you'll get used to it. I think there's a lantern at the other end of the room. Go be a deer and grab it for me so I can light it for you. Yes, it does seem to have locked behind you. How very observant of you. Oh, you are so naive. It's adorable. You should really have read up on me before trying to rescue me. The monsters and dragons of this world fear people like me, and you walked right into my waiting jaws. Oh, we are going to have so much fun together. No. No one will come looking for you. I'll make sure of that. You will be forgotten as the fool who tried to rescue a princess from a dragon and failed. Now, I'm going to go get some things ready. And in a couple days, when you're nice and compliant, we can get started. Talk to you soon.